Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Welcome to the show. The insanity continues. The insanity explodes. The insanity expands. This is crazy. What's happening in this country is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even explain how bad it is, what's happening on a daily basis. But I can tell you it's insanity. Squared to the thousandth degree. First of all, it could all be summed up by the latest poll, which shows less than 25% of American voters strongly believe Joe Biden is mentally fit, healthy, and stable. This is the latest Politico Morning Consult poll. And you know, Politico Morning Consult is one of those companies that had the most crooked polls during the Trump-Biden election. All their polls overcounted Democrats, undercounted Trump voters. So you know that it's not even 25% that believes Biden is mentally fit. You know they oversample Democrats. So it's probably like 15% who think Biden is mentally fit. 24% said they strongly agreed Biden is mentally fit to serve as president. 34% strongly believe Biden is not mentally fit to serve as president. Just 18% strongly agree Biden is in good health as commander-in-chief. 31% disagreed strongly with the statement that Biden's in good health. Only 23% of voters strongly believe the president of the United States is stable. 34% strongly disagree that Biden is stable. And the polling comes as Donald Trump's 2020 prediction that gas prices would reach $7 per gallon under Biden came true this week. Gas prices in California were above $7 a gallon. It's insane. Keep in mind, it's like this is the cover. Biden comes in as president. Trump has created plentiful gas, plentiful oil, plentiful heating, home heating of fuel, plentiful fracking, plentiful drilling. And America has so much gas. We're an independent nation. We never need to worry about anybody else. We have all the oil, all the coal, all the gas we need. Natural gas we need. We got all the oil barrels we need. We could sell it off. We don't even need it all. We're selling it off to others. We're completely energy independent. And along comes Biden, wrecks the economy, kills the energy industry, kills fossil fuels and oil and coal and fracking and everything else, natural gas. And suddenly gas prices are $1 a gallon more than a year ago. And then, to cover it up, they've been rooting for this war, celebrating, pushing, cajoling, urging Putin to attack. I call this every step of the way. This is Biden's war. They needed this to get out of the hole they're in. Can anyone be this dumb? Are Biden's polls going to actually go up now? There's been a few that show a major increase in support for Biden. Like he's doing a good job? He's starting World War III. He's starting World War III. I don't see any way out of this. It's pure insanity. And so, it's just a disaster going on in our country. A disaster. Oil is going to $10 a gallon. Nobody's ever seen anything like this in history. We've always been energy sufficient for the most part. You know, we at some point during the 70s under Jimmy Carter, we were idiots and we bought so much oil and made the Middle Easterners rich. But now we're buying it from Iran, we're buying it from Venezuela, we're buying it from Russia. We've never bought more oil from Russia in our history than we've been buying. And so guys like me, conservative media guys, I won't say it's me, I'll say it's lots of people like me, probably all said the same thing over the last week, loudly, on the radio, on TV, and in my columns. You all heard me say that it's insane that we would want to get in World War III. It's insane that we want $10 a gallon gas. It's insane that you're calling Russia evil and the enemy, but we're spending $1 billion a day on Russian oil. And Biden's people saw that, and they panicked, and they just killed Russian oil. They banned it today. And you say, well, Wayne, that's good. You got him to do that. Well, yeah. But I didn't mean he should do it now with us being energy dependent as opposed to independent. You could only do that if our nation is making all the oil and all the fracking and all the coal and all the natural gas and all the nuclear that we could possibly make. But if Biden has, and all the drilling, if Biden has killed the drilling and killed the fracking and killed the coal and killed the oil barrels, then it makes no sense that we're just going to have to buy more oil from Iran, our enemy, and Venezuela, and Saudi Arabia. None of this makes any sense. He just destroyed the middle class. But it makes sense if you're not, if it's not about Biden being an idiot, but Biden's people being brilliant. They're playing chess at the highest level while we are all on the conservative side playing checkers. Not me. Not Wayne Root. But the average conservative Republican politician is a moron. And they're rhino sellouts like the movie Braveheart. They're the noblemen of Scotland. And they sell their people out for their pieces of gold and their land and their virgins. That's what the noblemen did in the movie Braveheart. They killed the people of Scotland. They left them. They abandoned them. They screwed them over time and time again. So the noblemen would keep getting more land and more money, more gold, more power, more beautiful women, more beautiful harems of girlfriends. It's sick. And that's what the Republican Party is. Democrats are evil. They're like the movie Braveheart, the King Longshanks from England. Evil, evil, evil. Personified. Satan. That's the Democrats. But on the Republican side, they're the noblemen of Scotland. They're just sellouts. They're traitors. They're all being bribed or blackmailed or both. They've all sold out for their piece of gold. And the American people are destroyed. This is Biden at the highest levels. Biden's people, not Biden. Obviously, Biden has no mental capacity to do anything. But it's Biden's people, and I think primarily Obama and Soros, who come up with all of these schemes. They have sold this war in Ukraine. At the same time, they're covering up the disaster at home. And the open borders, they're pouring across barbarians out to kill us and destroy us and bankrupt us. And they're pouring in and outvote us. They're covering it up. They're covering up the vaccine mandates and what they did to the people. All the people dying, they're covering it up. And they're forcing America to go totally electric cars and green energy, which nobody ever wanted. Because it's too expensive. Because it costs, you know, the equivalent of $10 a barrel. Well, if gas goes to $10 a barrel or higher, then green energy suddenly becomes palatable, credible, usable, not unthinkable anymore. This is their attempt to wipe out the oil industry and wipe out the coal industry and wipe out the natural gas industry and turn it all over to green energy. My God, are Republicans this stupid that they don't see this? You can't see the chess they're playing? Nobody cares about Ukraine. Why would you care about Ukraine? Why don't you ask the American people if Ukraine is worth paying $10 a gallon for gas? $10 a gallon. My car holds like 23 gallons. It would be $230 to fill up. Are you insane? No middle-class family will survive this. $230 to fill up? How can anyone get to work anymore? Oh, but Biden will put the whole America on welfare. Everybody will get a universal income and a gas stipend and food stamps. And everybody, it's their absolute rainy dream come true. Because that's all I'm allowed to say, right, Chris? I can't say the real word. Okay, can't say the real word. I don't know why. What's the big deal? Rain is wet. What's wrong with that? It's a rainy dream. It's a little moist out there. This is what Democrats dream of all day long. Making everybody a serf and a slave to government and needing government, depending on government to survive on a day-to-day basis. Your only chance of survival. Nobody works anymore. Everybody's on welfare. Everybody's on food stamps. Everybody wants a stipend for their gas. And soon you get rid of all gas vehicles and everybody's on electric and everybody's using green energy. It's a freaking disaster. Do you understand? If $10 a gallon will wipe out the whole country and wipe out the entire middle class and make you not be able to drive your car to work anymore, not drive your car anywhere anymore, it now makes it equal with green energy. Or maybe green energy is even cheaper. Maybe green energy is the equivalent of $8 or $9 a gallon. So it never made any sense when Trump had gas at $2.50 a gallon. I think it even touched $2 during COVID, if I remember correctly. But now, if you start using green energy, it's still equal to $8 or $9 a gallon. It may be cheaper than fossil fuel, not fossil fuel under Trump, but fossil fuel in a nation that depends on Iranian oil and Venezuelan oil and Russian oil and Saudi Arabian oil. And now we're going to switch to green energy and make all the communists rich who own green energy stocks. But you're going to be spending quadruple on your electric bill. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste, despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. I want to mention Fellowship Home Loans. They are the sponsor of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you will ever make, as in ever make. And now you have friends in the mortgage business because you've got Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans who have been providing assistance to people who want a new home, who want to get a new mortgage or refinance their home. Just people just like you. For the last 20 years, Mike and Brian, now they're your friends, Mike and Brian, at fellowshiphomeloans.com, fellowshiphomeloans.com, 1-800-804-SAVE, 1-800-804-SAVE. It's not too late to take advantage of the unbelievably, historically low rates, but you have to act now and get locked in. They're involved in purchases, refinancing, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and help you decide what to do. 800-804-SAVE. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-804-SAVE. And then you've got friends in the home loan business with Mike and Brian, fellowshiphomeloans.com. So I got to do a little PR stuff here for a minute, okay? First of all, I've got Sam Peters, who's a great friend of mine, and he's running for United States Congress. And he's got two events, not one, but two events this week. He's got one today, Tuesday, March 8th. Right? That's today, right? Tuesday, March 8th. Today is Tuesday. Yes. It's tonight at 6:30 p.m., and it is Sam Peters for Congress teletown hall. So actually you're listening to it, a teletown hall, and you can call in and listen to the event with Sam Peters and Ron Colburn, former National Deputy Chief of the U.S. Border Patrol, and they're going to talk about America's border crisis. Sam Peters, running for U.S. Congress, and Ron Colburn, former National Deputy Chief, U.S. Border Patrol. And the call-in number is 702-848-4049, 702-848-4049 at 6:30 p.m. tonight, Tuesday, March 8th. 702-848-4049. Call in and listen to Sam, your next congressman, Republican, and Ron Coburn, National Deputy Chief, U.S. Border Patrol. Then tomorrow, Wednesday, March 9th, from 4 to 6 p.m., he's having an event, basically a happy hour, with Sam Peters for Congress, light snacks provided, cash bar, and it's at the Town Center Lounge 2 at 2992 West Cheyenne Avenue in North Las Vegas, Nevada. Town Center Lounge 2, 2992 West Cheyenne Avenue, North Las Vegas. It's a happy hour with Sam Peters from 4 to 6 p.m. You should go as late as you can, because I want you listening to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Come on, Sam. You're having your happy hour in the middle of my show tomorrow night, 4 to 6 p.m. in North Las Vegas. And for any information, you can go to sampetersforcongress.com, sampetersforcongress.com. Then I want to let you know about a couple events I'm doing. I'm doing an event tonight, by the way. At 6 p.m., I'm hosting a fundraiser live and in person for Joshua Doughton for State Senate at Grape Street Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. That's at 6 o'clock tonight, so I'll rush when the show is over, and I'll be there by a little bit after 6 because it's 5 minutes from my house. Joshua Doughton running for U.S. Senate, and I'll be at that fundraiser at Grape Street Restaurant. And then on the 30th of March, Wednesday, March 30th, a luncheon at 11:30 a.m. at Lowry's Prime Rib. It's a business network group luncheon. Bruce Merrin's celebrity speakers. And I'm one of his speakers, and I get booked all over the world with Bruce and all over the country with Bruce. And so RSVP for this luncheon, because it's right after I get back from my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago. You know, days before I'll be back, and I'll be regaling you with stories of Donald Trump and my time at Mar-a-Lago and what it's like at Mar-a-Lago and how I met Donald Trump and my book, Trump Rules, the rules that made me successful. And you can RSVP for that event, a luncheon that starts at 11:30 a.m. at Lowry's Prime Rib on Howard Hughes Parkway. And all you have to do to RSVP, this is on Wednesday, March 30th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. RSVP at 702-256-9199, 256-9199, or go to merrinpr@gmail.com, Merrin, M-E-R-R-I-N, P-R, @gmail.com. We will have such a great time at this networking event with me telling you my Trump stories about my life, how I met Trump, and how he's changed my life in so many ways, and how I just got back from Mar-a-Lago and what that was like and all of that. My book, Trump Rules, and I'll be doing a book signing with my book, Trump Rules, right there as well. Book signing and photographs with Wayne Root. Wednesday, March 30th, 11:30 a.m., Lowry's Prime Rib at 4043 Howard Hughes Parkway, $34 cash. RSVP 256-9199 or merrinpr@gmail.com. So there's some housekeeping for you. A lot of events coming up. We're actually doing an event with the Nevada Republican Party with Wayne Root portraying Steve Harvey, A Family Feud. I'll be playing Steve Harvey. Of course, the white Republican version of Steve Harvey. I love Steve Harvey. I think he's great. I love that show, by the way. My favorite game show.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
War now.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the war continues in Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky had a message on ABC in English for America.
I just want you to feel and to understand what does it mean for us, freedom. Because always American people, they speak about freedom and they know what is it. And now, when you are looking at Ukrainians, I think you feel what does it mean for us. And if you understand how we feel like, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, I think we'll win.
A 15-year-old boy is dead, and two teenage girls remain hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting outside a high school in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the Des Moines Police Department, the gunfire came from a passing vehicle. Potential suspects have been detained. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shop Super T.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fortunate son. My dad was no United States Senator. My dad was an SOB. You know, I'm an SOB, I should say. My dad was a butcher. I'm a son of a butcher. And that's why I've got a chip on my shoulder, and that's why the Republican Party's going down the drain. just a bunch of pussycats who don't know how to fight. You know, because I was the son of a butcher. I did nothing but fight in a low-class Bronx borderline town. All we ever did was fight with our mouths and with our fists. And so I was raised so different than all these pussycat Republican country club losers who don't know how to fight against Joe Biden while he destroys the middle class, destroys the gas industry, destroys the oil industry, destroys the coal industry, destroys the fracking industry, destroys America with $10 a gallon gas soon at the pumps, and gets us involved in World War III, taking down the entire United States economy, killing the middle class, ushering in the Great Reset. That's exactly what's happening. This is a disgrace. People can't drive to work if gas is $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon. People can't drive to a restaurant. People can't drive anywhere. They're not going to drive shopping. They're going to stay home. The entire economy will take a giant drop that no one has ever seen before. Sponsor of this segment of the show is Hero 2020. For weeks I've been telling you about a non-lethal weapon, Hero 2020. The website's hero2020.com. Hero has engineered a much more powerful solution than pepper spray in a can. It only takes a few minutes to learn how to use the Hero 2020. It has a laser sight, so you will never miss. It does not require a concealed carry permit. It's perfect for anyone who wants to protect themselves but doesn't feel comfortable carrying a traditional handgun. Perfect for retail store owners or employees. Somebody comes in and starts looting, you're not allowed to shoot them. You go to jail if you shoot them, or you get sued for $10 million. But you can shoot them with the Hero 2020 because it is vicious pepper spray. It'll stop any attack. No one dies, and no one gets seriously injured. Do what I did and protect yourself and your loved ones. Get Hero 2020 today. Put it in every room. Put it in every car that you've got. Hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for a special discount. That's Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. All right, we've got Joel Pollack with us, who is the senior editor-at-large at Breitbart. You all know Breitbart.com. He's the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 Presidential Election. Hey, Joel, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying my high gas prices and my sunshine in California.
Well, there you go. I don't know how you live in California. I left 20 years ago. I couldn't take it 20 years ago. I lived in Malibu, and everybody was so liberal. I ran away from that place, and 20 years later, I can't even imagine what it must be like with those same crazy people who've been brainwashed. But it was bad 20 years ago. But again, I was in Malibu, which is about as bad as it gets. All Hollywood people. Very bad. Let's talk about gas. How are we going to survive this? If gas does, in fact, go to $10 a gallon or higher, I see the American economy just completely being destroyed.
Well, the option we have is to buy electric vehicles. I mean, that's what Pete Buttigieg said we should do. We should,
yeah, of course,
buy those Teslas. And, of course, the problem is that the rare earth minerals we need for the batteries, the lithium and so on,
the Chinese have cornered
that market. So it's not exactly a route to energy independence, because you still have to order the solar cells from China. You still have to get the lithium batteries from China. So we're basically not energy independent if we're all just driving around in our electric vehicles. We're just dependent on China as opposed to Russia. So I don't know if that's an improvement.
Well, I don't want you to forget, Joel. Don't lose sight that I believe, this is my opinion, but my opinions seem to come true an awful lot. I believe China's going to take Taiwan very soon, because they've seen how feckless Obama is with Ukraine, and they've seen how feckless he was with Afghanistan, and they know America's a weak paper tiger, so they're going to take Taiwan. And Taiwan produces 95% of all the computer chips in America that are needed to operate our cars. So right off the bat, if we no longer have Taiwan as an ally, and instead China's in control of all the computer chips, they can withhold them anytime they want, and our cars will start dying, and you'll just leave them in the junkyard. That's the end of them. Because without the computer chip, they don't run. So what are we going to do if Taiwan is gone and China controls the computer chips?
We'll be like Cuba. We'll drive old cars, except unlike the Cubans who drive those nice 1950s cars, we'll be driving the 1970s cars, you know, the kind of ugly Dodge Darts or whatever we have that don't need computers.
Thunderbirds. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, look, I mean, it's a major problem, and it just shows you how little the Biden administration and all the so-called best and brightest that he inherited from Clinton and Obama, it shows you how little common sense they have. They're just not thinking ahead. They're not thinking about the needs of the U.S. economy. They're not thinking about the ordinary man and woman and this idea that you're going to just be able to buy a Tesla and be okay, and that this is perhaps a wonderful thing. You know, Jerry Brown, retired governor from California, said that we should not increase oil and gas production in the United States because climate change is like a war. It's going to kill people over the long term. So this is a great opportunity. That's how the left sees it. It's a great opportunity with these high gas prices to get Americans out of their gas-guzzling vehicles and so forth. Of course, there's just no realization here about the reality of the world. Even the Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, tweeted that there's no alternative to ramping up oil and gas production, and he wants nuclear as well, which I think should be in the mix. So,
of course.
He at least, you know, he's got to meet bottom lines. He's got to deliver vehicles. He lives in the real world. But Democrats don't, and they're preaching about a technology that even the guy who makes the technology says is not going to be ready yet for the needs of the American economy. Meanwhile, ordinary men and women who have to commute to work or who have to drive for a living. You know, a lot of people drive for a living. I'm not talking about Uber and Lyft and all that. I'm talking about people who have to go job site to job site, who have to deliver things. I mean, people are really, really hurting. You see what things cost now with the prices at the pump. And yeah, some of it is Vladimir Putin. I mean, granted, the war in Ukraine is not helping, but this price increase began a lot longer ago than that. It began long before Putin invaded Ukraine. And Biden deliberately targeted the oil and gas industry. And we're seeing the results. This is the result of what Democrats wanted. They wanted gas prices to go higher to make the electric vehicles more attractive. Problem, of course, is that even when you're running an electric vehicle, you've got to charge it on the grid. And we don't have the grid capacity yet in California to have everybody suddenly shift to electric vehicles. I think we'd have to expand our grid capacity by something like 25% to charge all those vehicles. We're not there. We can barely keep the lights on during a heat wave here because we've moved to solar and wind before the grid was really ready to handle it. So that's the situation we're in. We've got green policy deliberately impoverishing our country, and Joe Biden doesn't have a solution. He won't restart Keystone. He won't expand oil and gas. All he's talking about is selling off some oil in the National Petroleum Reserve that's going to cover maybe a day or two of American usage. That's it. Has no effect whatsoever on gas prices. And, you know, I drove past my neighborhood gas station thinking about $10 a gallon gas. Right now it's about six something. But, you know, you're right. I mean, if they go through $10, they're going to have to expand the sign. There just aren't enough digits on the sign for the direction that gas prices are heading. I'm not sure it's going to get there, but there was an expert today from GasBuddy.com, which is the gas website. I'm not trying to give them a free plug, but they have a lot of good data. And he said that we could see prices in California hovering around $8 a gallon for a long time by the time this thing is over.
I don't know how people are going to get to work. When you know California, those long commutes. You know, here in Vegas, you know, the only negative about my living in Vegas, I love Vegas, and I've got the Dominant radio show, and it's great. Everybody knows me. Wherever I go, they scream war. It's really fantastic. But the negative is that nobody commutes more than, like, 20 minutes. So they only listen to your show for 20 minutes on the way in, 20 minutes on the way back, right? Because people listen to radio in their cars. In California, you'd get 2 hours of them listening to your show. You know, so how is a person who has a commute from Riverside, County or Victorville to Los Angeles every day, or Orange County to Long Beach or Long Beach to L.A. In these long commutes and bumper-to-bumper traffic, if gas is $8 a gallon, $9 a gallon, I don't know how they're going to survive. They're going to spend like $2,000 a month on gas instead of $200 a month under Donald Trump. It's amazing.
Well, remember also, it's not just the commuters. It's the men and women who have to drive for a living. I mean, my mother, God bless her, works in home health care. She drives all day. She's got to visit people in their homes. So think about what that does to the cost of what she does.
Right.
And there are a lot
truckers?
Of people who do that.
How about truckers?
Whether you're in maintenance or general contracting, you know, your costs are just going through the roof. And we've already got inflation affecting all of the other input costs you have to pay. So this is a really bad situation, and Biden doesn't appear to have a handle on it at all.
Yeah, think about truckers. Until this moment, when you mentioned people who drive for a living, that spurred my mind to go truckers. I mean, you know, in Canada, when they had that amazing, you know, trucker convoy, it was 57,000 trucks. And they used that to say in America, there's something like 2 million trucks on the road. So you explain to me how those 2 million truckers can afford gas when they don't pay $8 a gallon. They pay the price for diesel, which is even more. So they're going to be paying $10 a gallon. So everything they bring to market, fruit, vegetables, meat, you name it, whatever, furniture, clothing, it's all going to go double in price for the American consumer. This is insanity. The country's not going to survive this, I'm telling you. It just won't.
Well, the Biden administration may not survive it. I think the country will eventually figure out a way. But you're right. It's going to raise the cost of everything, of getting all the goods to market. And Americans are fed up with this. I mean, I think people understand that there's a war that we couldn't really do anything about, although that's arguable as well, right? Because Biden said these sanctions were supposed to deter Putin. They were supposed to keep him out of Ukraine. And that was the promise he made, that he would keep Putin from doing this. Of course, he didn't do that. And, you know, you can ask why, but basically it's his failed leadership, the weakness in Afghanistan, the weakness in Europe, the appeasement of Russia throughout the first year of his administration, the appeasement of China. I mean, all of this is a provocation to someone like Vladimir Putin, who saw an opportunity to take what he could get. So I don't think that Biden's entirely blameless, even if Putin is the reason this is happening, because Biden was supposed to stop him. That's the promise he made. He ran on that promise, that he was tough enough to stand up to Putin and all that, and Putin just laughed at him. So we are in this situation because of Joe Biden, and he doesn't have a plan to get us out. The one thing he won't do is increase domestic energy production. He's going to the Saudis and begging for oil. He's going to Venezuela,
Iran,
zero dictatorship. And Iran, you know, we're going to have this Iran deal coming in a few days, which is, by the way, it's worse than the first Iran deal. And the State Department, which is by no
means... Hey, Joel, hold that thought. Can you wait through the break? We'll pick it up on the other side. I want to talk about the Iran deal, because this is insanity squared. Everything going on is insanity squared. It's Cloward Piven. This is the destruction of America. Right back. Wayne Root, Joel Pollack. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply. Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, the root's on fire. Hey, by the way, just a little sports note. Isn't America great? I use the NFL to talk about capitalism all the time. You know, I love my Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys tight end Dalton Schultz. Fourth round draft pick, a nobody, an anonymous nobody from just, 4 years ago, fourth round of the 2018 NFL draft. And they just gave him $10.9 million a year. The Cowboys placed the franchise tag on tight end Dalton Schultz, $10.9 million a year. A total nobody who was expected to not even make the cut, and he turned into a pretty fine tight end, and now he finds himself making about $11 million a year in the good old United States of America. And he plays in Dallas, which means he owes state income tax of zero on $11 million a year. Isn't God great? Isn't Dallas great? Isn't the United States of America great? Isn't capitalism great? The sponsor of this show, by the way, is Energized Health, and they changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I was never fat one day in my life. Didn't think I had a pound to lose or a pound of fat to lose, but I wound up losing 25 pounds of inner body fat, which is the kind that sticks on your organs and you don't see it. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I look like Popeye the Sailor Man. It's unbelievable. Don't take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history during transforming the bodies and the lives of my listeners and my fans. And right now they're giving you 40% off with the War Decisive Action discount. Take action and call now, 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Ask for the War 40% off discount and you got it. 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. All right, we've got Joel Pollack with us. He is the senior editor-at-large at Breitbart.com, host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot, and author of the book Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Hey, by the way, Joel, one of the things that drives me crazy with Ukraine is that it is pushed off the radar. So many things that matter, like the vaccine mandates and the inflation in America and the open borders, but also the stolen election. It's clearly more and more information is coming out, especially in Wisconsin and Arizona and Georgia, about a stolen election. And I assume that's what your book is all about.
Well, the book is about the conditions of the 2020 election. You know, and I say that whether it was stolen or not, we should never have another election like this. This is not an election that lived up to international standards. You know, we don't tend to think about international anything. in the United States. We don't like international law. We don't like international standards. We don't like the UN. But if we just take a step back and look at this from an international perspective, there's no way. I mean, if we sent election observers to another country and they saw that country doing what happened in our country in 2020, they would say this election was not free or fair. And that's what happened. I mean, this election was not free or fair. And, we're living with the result. We got to look ahead to the next one.
But you did see the special prosecutor, former judge in Wisconsin was named to study it. And he found that every nursing home in Wisconsin had 100% turnout or close to it in some cases. But almost all of them had 95 to 100% turnout. And they all voted for Biden. And we know that's fraud. First of all, those people, many of them are just sitting in wheelchairs and they don't think anymore. They got dementia. They haven't voted in years. And suddenly they're literally are saying, my parents couldn't have voted. They have affidavits from people saying, my mother could not have voted. She's not capable of voting. So there was massive fraud in Wisconsin. And they only won Wisconsin by, 20,000 votes? The fraud in Georgia and Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona and Nevada was just over the top. But again, I guess you're saying there's no way to prove it, and no one's going to change anything between now and 2024, of course. But we all know that something was wrong and the election was rigged. We all know that nothing smelled right.
Yeah, well, what they did was, in a lot of these states, they lowered the standards. So things that used to be fraudulent were accepted as legitimate votes. I mean, that's one of the things that happened in Wisconsin, even before this investigation. One of the things we knew was that they dropped the rule that you had to have witnesses attest to your inability to make it to the polls for some medical reason. I think hundreds of thousands of ballots were cast that would have been thrown out before.
Correct.
So, they just lowered the standards. And so that allowed all kinds of potential for shenanigans. Like you say, we can't prove some of these things happen, but definitely the Democrats were there to take advantage of it.
No question. Good question. Or we'd have President Trump, and if we had President Trump, in my opinion, we would not have Russia invading Ukraine. I think that was all made possible by him seeing what a feckless, weak, feeble man with dementia that Biden is, and it made Putin act. And also he saw what happened in Afghanistan. Don't you think Afghanistan had a lot to do with what's happening in Ukraine now? Watching that, what idiots we look like?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a direct connection between Biden botching the withdrawal from Afghanistan and Putin moving in. Again, he did his cost-benefit analysis. He figured, I could tank my economy, but I'm going to be able to go down in history as the great Russian leader who expanded the borders again. And he thought, I can take what I can get. Now, you mentioned Taiwan earlier. I mean, it leaves Taiwan in a very uncertain position. It leaves Israel in a very uncertain position. And these states that are not members of NATO are suddenly realizing that if you're not part of that alliance, you're on your own. So we're going to have to brace ourselves, because I think Israel and Taiwan are going to have to start acting unilaterally if they want to guarantee their own security. A lot harder for Taiwan than for Israel, because China is a more formidable opponent, I think, than Iran. As deadly and dangerous as Iran is, and as murderous as they are, China's just massive.
Hey, Joe, we got to run. We're up against the news break. Great to have you on for two segments. Joel Pollack at Breitbart.com. Have a great day, Joel.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.